Welcome news to the White House. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's how Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre describes the win by Senate Democrats to maintain control of the chamber. Earlier, President Biden said he's very pleased.
His goal is to deliver for the American people. He's going to do that. He's going to continue to do that along with the Senate Democrats. But it certainly will make it the task easier, right, to get some of his agenda done.
The balance of power in the House hasn't yet been decided, but Republicans are expected to retake the majority. If they do, Nancy Pelosi would lose the speakership, but at this time, she has no plans to step away from Congress.
I'm not making any comments until this election is finished and we have a little more time to go.
The speaker on ABC's This Week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy could become the next speaker if the GOP takes the chamber, which Congressman Jim Banks predicts will happen.
The fact remains that Joe Biden is an enormously unpopular president, less than 40% approval rating. 80% of Americans believe this country is on the wrong track, and Republicans will win the majority. It will be a very slim majority, but we have an opportunity over the next 2 years.
Banks, who appeared on Fox News Sunday, would like the position of majority whip. Other contenders include Congressman Tom Emmer and Drew Ferguson. There was a lot to talk about when President Biden sat down in Cambodia with the leaders of Japan and South Korea, namely North Korea.
Obviously, the DPRK is top of mind for all three leaders as they sat down. But the statement also discusses peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, the need for deeper economic and technology cooperation.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Next month will mark 10 years since the shooting massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Today, a memorial honoring the 26 people who died opened to the public. It consists of pathways and plantings with a water feature and a sycamore tree in the middle. It's located a short distance from the school. An accident involving students is under investigation in the Midwest.
Several student-athletes were injured Saturday evening when the school bus they were riding in collided with a semi-truck. The crash occurred in the town of Warsaw, Indiana, around 8 p.m. Police say they'd gotten calls of a speeding tractor-trailer that was swerving into other lanes of traffic prior to the incident. Police were on their way to intercept the big rig when the call came in about the accident. 26 were on board the bus, including the members of the St. Ignatius College Prep hockey team from Chicago. Their ages range from 14 to 17. 15 were injured altogether, 3 of them critically. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A team with the National Transportation Safety Board is in Dallas investigating a deadly collision between two historic military planes. They crashed yesterday while performing at an air show. 6 people were killed.
For the people that saw it, for the family members, obviously this is a very challenging time for those families. And when I say family, I meant the CAF family and our customers that follow us all over the world and enjoy our shows.
Hank Coates is with the group Commemorative Air Force, which organized the show. The victims haven't been identified. During its heyday, the Deauville Hotel in Miami Beach hosted the Beatles and President John F. Kennedy. Today, the iconic property, built in 1957, was demolished after falling into disrepair. A series of explosions brought it down this morning. It's unclear what will happen with the lot. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.